All right, listen, we got plenty to talk about. Let me just rehash a little bit about that thing with Lee Zeldin before I go to the break. If you want to read about it, Fox had a story this morning because I went out there trying to find, I thought surely this is one of the top headlines, but there's so much news right now that it'll be the top headline for 5 minutes till something else happens. But yeah, here's the deal. Dateline this morning. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said Wednesday his team has located $20 billion in tax dollars the Biden administration purposefully wasted. And this is a quote from the video. He said, an extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee. And it was one of those, I'm jumping in again. It was one of those undercover, it may have been Project Veritas or something like that, you know, where they've got him in a bar and he's talking smack while he drinks. Yeah. And he says, yeah, man, we've been like tossing gold bars off the Titanic, trying to get billions of tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. Wow. Well, Zeldin points out, those gold bars, those were your tax dollars. And the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. What they were trying to do was this. If the money had not been obligated before they left, they knew it wouldn't get spent. And they had their agenda. The EPA was one of the biggest slush funds for the Green New Steel, I like to call it. All of the, you know, the Save the World Green New Deal projects were all being funded through grants from government because they can't sustain themselves. And one of those sources was EPA. EPA decided, you know what, we got $20 billion. And the people aren't ready for it yet, but we know they're going to be, and we don't want the agenda to stop, so let's put some money out there, and by giving it to the bank, they had technically obligated it. It's like they wrote the check, but they wrote it to a source that would spend the money for them. I don't know, who was going to be in charge of it over there? Was it assigned to someone's name? Was there a point of contact? Did they set up a trust? I don't know those answers yet. What I do know is this. The new EPA administrator says they found it. He said it's the first time in EPA history anything's been done like this. It was purposely designed to obligate all the money in a rush job with reduced oversight. And it needs to be instantly terminated, he said. Yeah, it does. Like you got the receipts. Now let's go back out and get a refund. How about that? He did say this, and I'll point this out because I think it's fair. He did not name the bank, but he did say that the bank that in question is zero at fault. He said the bank just received funds like it normally would. But the reality is, somebody at EPA knew exactly what they were doing. Somebody directed the traffic. Somebody wrote the check. Somebody had nefarious intent. Somebody was lying to try and get the money into a place where they could make use of it. And heads need to roll on that. All right, take me to a break there, JP. We'll take the first break of the day. We're in number one of the triple dippers, the spending freeze. Well, we need to freeze several things. Oh my gosh. Have you heard what DOD did? No, please tell me they didn't find money in there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so listen, I'm in this dipper number one, the spending freeze. So I'm going to talk about the freeze itself in a minute, but I got to ask you, why would you not want some things frozen? I mean, I'm talking like put it into complete homeostasis, like lock it down. But the libs are screaming. I mean, the only thing they've got right now is to scream and cry and clutch their pearls and wring their hands. And the sky is falling. I said before on the show that when I was in law school, I learned from one of my professors this great saying that in the practice of law, when you're in the courtroom, if the facts are in your favor, argue the facts. If the law is in your favor, argue the law. If nothing's in your favor, just bang your hand on the podium and do the best you can. And the Democrats are doing a bunch of podium banging right now. But it's really disingenuous. I mean, they're doing right now. If you're on Twitter at all, especially X. If you're on there at all, your Twitter feed is probably getting blown up right now like mine is with these absolute histrionic calls for you got to start the spending again because right now people are dying because they can't get their medication. I saw one a minute ago. A lady's oxygen was turned off and she didn't know what to do and she died. And I'm thinking, stop it. Stop insulting us with these unnamed so-called incidents And then, like, you know, there's a warehouse full of medication in East Africa and no one knows what to do with it. Why? It's in East Africa. Tell them to friggin' disseminate it. Do we have to come over there and hold their hand? I mean, for the love of God. But well, the bottom line is this. There is waste, fraud, and abuse that's happening, and the Democrats can't stand the fact that we're actually targeting it. That's what's so maddening, is that they know there's waste, fraud, and abuse. They do. Well, part of it's because it's going in their pockets, but they know there's waste, fraud, and abuse. How about this? Just, I pulled this off of a Twitter feed, but it was confirmed by Elon Musk. As Doge is doing its investigations, they discovered a mysterious expenditure by the Department of Defense to Reuters. You know, Reuters, the large-scale press organization, one of the largest in the world. There's Reuters, there's the Associated Press. You know, when you see these, you recognize those are major worldwide news organizations. The DOD, for reasons we don't know, paid $9 million to Reuters, and the actual expenditure line says it was for large-scale social deception projects. What? You mean PSYOPs? We are literally paying $9 million to a major media arm for some kind of a PSYOP experiment or plan or program? All right, that happened. Now, Department of the Army's research and planning is saying that it's for cyber defense and things like that. Well, that's not what it says on the expense line. It says for large-scale social deception. And I got news. That's your tax dollars. And we don't know, where was it spent? Was it here? Was it to get people to get the vaccine for COVID? Because it was spent between 2018 and 2022. Interesting. So you got a part of it in the tail end of the Trump administration and a part of it in the beginning of the Biden administration. And we don't know what it was for or where it was for. But it was for large-scale social deception, $9 million out of the DOD. Now, Trump was going to be doing a press conference today, and he did. He had a major event. Not say major. It's not even major anymore. How do I say that? It's gotten so commonplace now for the press to be invited into the Oval Office, I'm afraid they're going to get tired of it. But yeah, we got Trump. It was free-ranging. It's like, what do you want to talk about? What's your question? What do you have to ask? And they just run, and they just ask him anything. It's like an all call. He was going to, Town Hall has a piece that came out this morning, says that Trump was going to be delivering a bombshell press conference today about government waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, I have not been able to find any headlines saying that that's what he did yet. So I'm not sure if this is following through yet or not, or if it's going to be a separate press conference. But Trump said in advance, I'm going to read you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented. Classic.
Well, I saw it today. Apparently, when he was signing something, Caitlin Collins from CNN, one of the biggest embarrassments to Alabama, jumped in and he just politely said, excuse me, you're not supposed to speak yet. And then just went back to doing whatever he's supposed to do. It's like that, the reserved and, you know, calm but direct Trump with the press has been awesome.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what's interesting? There's a time when they used to shout things, Mr. President, Mr. President, because they couldn't get him to answer, mm-hmm. and they didn't know when they'd see him again. I say there's a time. Biden.
Yeah.
For 4 years, the press didn't know if they'd ever be able to talk to the guy again because, you know.
May not see him for another 2 months.
May not see him for about, yeah, he's going to call a lid at noon. They're going to see Trump again next hour, so yeah. They're not having to scream at him anymore. Anyway, the bottom line is this. Spending is out of control, and I got a little more on this. What's happening with the spending freeze? I'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome back to hour number two on a Friday eve. Which is a better name for Thursday. Hour number two. Hour number one just flew by, it seems like. Hey, coming up, by the way, at the 4 o'clock hour, don't forget, we will have the interview we just did this morning with actor Kirk Cameron. He'll be on the 4 o'clock hour beginning at 4 o'clock. 3:30 today, we got Butters and Lee, And then, oh, by the way, on the phone already, apparently, is Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Man, what are you doing calling in so early? What's going on?
Well, have you ever noticed that the older you get, the faster those hours go past?
Yeah, like whole days, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What you think about? What got you calling in so early? Where are you at right now, by the way? Are you already on the way north?
I'm at the 27-mile marker northbound on I-65, Tennessee.
Sweet. All right. Well, good. Good. Keep it rolling. All right. What's on your mind, brother?
Yell at the Nashville. with everything Doge is doing and everything, it's great, and it had to happen.
Yeah,
but
it did.
The thing we have to have, if we want this country to survive, we have to have a balanced budget amendment.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because without that, and it would bring so many good things, because if you have that, then, people want this and want this and want this, and everything. And if you want it bad enough, then you're going to have to pay for it. And, your taxes are going to go up or down or whichever. The price of spending of the United States is concurrent upon how much do you want to pay in taxes.
So a little known fact is the state of Alabama actually has a balanced budget requirement in its state constitution, and that's why we are not like in the same position that Illinois and California. Illinois and states can go into deficit spending too, and they do. Alabama cannot. We're one of the most solvent states in the nation right now.
Yeah, Indiana's way in the black too, so yeah, we're next door to Illinois, but we don't have the same budget problem.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right, and it wouldn't be an amazing thing. I mean, if the world was run, I mean, if houses were run the way the government is run, the whole place would be in a shambles. And I realize that people will have a credit card or a mortgage, but by and large, deficit spending is not what we're allowed to do in real life. But the government, whatever they want, man.
I mean, and Mo Brooks was on with Dale Jackson this morning, and he's basically in the same ideal. This country is going to become insolvent. It maybe be too late for what we're doing now because of how much debt we're in.
Yeah.
But we have to grow our way out of this. But people don't realize, even if they have a balanced budget, man, they can't spend more money than they're taking in. Inflation would come down dramatically.
Oh, it would.
And the dollar would be worth a dollar.
And I don't know if you heard me say this yesterday. Interesting thing that Trump said the other day is all this waste, fraud, and abuse that we're trying to get our hands around. He said that one of the biggest sources of waste, fraud, and abuse is Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security, and they can see waste, fraud, and abuse in there. He said it's so much that, you stop and think about the fact that part of our national debt, the $36 trillion national debt, is based upon, in part, upon debt that we carry for Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare. And if we get the bad stuff out of there, it may actually reduce our debt burden.
Yeah, and Social Security, people don't realize it's the biggest pyramid scheme in the world. I've always said that, we need to do away with the Social Security as it is today and run everything like a 401k. The money you put in there from the time, basically instead of, charging how much they charge now, you have to put that much money into a 401k that you can control somewhat and invest your money in everything. And then when, we'd have people retiring at 40, 50 years old.
Yeah, we would.
As millionaires. I like the people that work all their lives, get up to 65 years old, which I've seen this so many times, drop over dead and never draw a penny.
Hell yeah.
Family don't draw a penny. All that money just disappears.
I'll be honest with you.
We need a system.
The government's banking on it, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. But we need a system that, we need to have a system that people pay in for people that do need the help and can't take care of themselves. And stuff, but Social Security wise and everything, it needs to go away. It's a bad program, and people hate to hear that, but they don't think about what they could have if they would just go a different route.
Well, they'd have to grandfather people in. They can't just do away with those who are already drawing it, but they could certainly make a time, like in the future, if you're 40 years old or whatever now, this will be your plan or something. But hey, man, I got to go get some more stuff done, but you be careful on the road, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers. All right. Hey, by the way, I just saw we got some more textures coming in from Chattanooga. Glad of it. Kurt from Chattanooga says, nice to have you on in Chattanooga. You fill out my day just right. Got Chris Plant in the morning, Dan Bongino in the early afternoon, and you close out the day. Man, thanks, Kurt. Appreciate you. Yeah, we love being in Chattanooga, and we're really stoked to be on WGOW up there. Glad you're in the mix, man. All right, so the appeals court apparently has rejected Trump's effort to get his spending freeze back on track. So the left is bringing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to try and stop and stymie and impede anything to do with Trump's agenda. Not the least of which is Trump put a blanket freeze of federal spending in place immediately. And then, of course, the freakout began because the gravy train stopped. And then the lawsuits began. A liberal judge immediately enjoined, I think the judge was out of Rhode Island. Yeah, it was. The Rhode Island-based U.S. District Judge John McConnell is the one who said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. You're now enjoined until this king plays out. In lawyer language, an injunction basically means we're going to pause any further action that you are asking for while we work through the merits of the case to see what's going to be, you know, in the end. Trump immediately appealed it. I say Trump. The Trump administration immediately appealed that ruling, and a three-judge panel of the Boston-based First Circuit Court, according to Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? I did. I'll go those places so you don't have to. The decision by a three-judge panel of the Boston-based First Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously rejected his appeal. So basically, it's the first defeat in the overall fight. So the spending freeze is not frozen per se. I assume that they are moving forward. Here's the interesting dynamic. That judge, Judge McConnell out of Rhode Island, turns out that judge has quite the history. Now, I'm not prone to do this because I realize that judges are like other people. They're allowed to have an opinion. But judges are also required, typically by the canons of judicial ethics, to be bipartisan, nonpartisan, and to be careful about what they say about anything that could be considered political. Not this guy, apparently. The same judge that just said, you can't have your spending freeze right now, is the same judge who not so long ago was calling Trump a tyrant and basically got his judgeship by buying it, in a sense, by $700,000 to Sheldon. He's a huge Democrat contributor. He's also an official, by the way, of a nonprofit that receives massive federal funding. Yeah. He's on the board and leadership of something called Crossroads Rhode Island. And they take in a ton of money on federal grants. So what do we have here? We have a classic case of a judge that should have recused himself from the case. I have never had to ask a judge to recuse, although I've had judges recuse of their own recognizance because they believe that they've got some knowledge of the case or some relationship to the case, and they have to step out. I've also seen, though, where occasionally a judge will be asked to recuse because we can perceive bias, and they need to know, and so the thing to do is put them on notice. I suspect that we're going to see a claim of judicial bias coming from the Trump administration, now that all this is coming out. I mean, how does this guy do this? He sits as the chair emeritus to a board of an organization that receives massive federal subsidies. He gave tons of money to Democrat causes. He has openly called the president of the United States a tyrant, and now he's ruling against him in a court case. But you didn't see yourself in need of being, you know, called to resign. Now, don't worry, though. Good things are happening. Fox News has a story came out this morning. Doge boasts dozens of contract cancellations just on Wednesday alone, totaling $150 million in savings. Y'all, if they keep this up, we'll be like at billions per month. So Doge announced the cancellation of at least 58 contracts on Wednesday, according to Fox News, resulting in more than $150 million in savings for the American taxpayer. I mean, it's just the things they're finding and just saying, nope. Where's my sound effect? Give me an afuera. Just.
Afuera.
There it is, afuera. So the bottom line is, They're finding contracts left and right that do not fit into the status of being essential. And they're just canceling them. Saved $150 million. Oh, by the way, just yesterday, mic drop. It's only Wednesday when they did it. Halfway through the week, psh, what's another $150 million? All right, we're taking a break, you guys. I got plenty of text messages to catch up on. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, Butters and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we got a bunch of commentaries from people. Some we're not going to read because there's haters out there. What'd that one guy call us, Nazis?
Yeah, not just Nazis, Nazis and Nazi sympathizers.
Oh, we're Nazis and Nazi sympathizers, meaning we sympathize with ourselves. That's awesome.
I mean, hey, we appreciate him watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, skull full of mush. All right. Yeah, by the way, just hang with us, brother. Maybe there's a cure for you.
Yeah, maybe we'll wear on him.
Yeah, there's a cure.
But we did get a comment from Dan Hardy on Twitter, or X, excuse me. He said, do you think we could get SecDef Pete to bring the fourth AL tab back to the 1167? Sorry for being a little off topic. I think they did away with it because it was offensive.
Yeah. It's offensive to who? Yeah, so I was the battalion commander for the 1st and 167th Infantry Battalion and the Alabama National Guard that is legendary. It dates back to like 1836. It had its first foray into the Seminole Wars down in as a militia down in Florida. Defended the homeland, basically. Became a Confederate unit in the Civil War. It was designated as the 4th Alabama, was legendary, and fought at Little Round Top, at Gettysburg, Manassas, actually both Bull Runs. It was Appomattox Courthouse, was everywhere, and then got federalized for duty in World War I and became legendary again. There's a statue built on their honor on a battlefield called Croix Rouge Farm in, overseas in France. And all the way up through now. And I was a battalion commander about 10 years ago. One of the honors of my life was to have that guide on pass to me. So what he's saying is we used to wear a tab on our uniform, just like a Ranger tab kind of thing, but it said 4th Alabama because that was part of the legacy. And so, you know, when they renamed all the posts, they stripped away that tab. No one's allowed to wear that anymore. So I've got one of the bootleg tabs. In fact, just the other day, Charlene said, you need to get rid of that shirt. I don't like that shirt you have that has that thing on it. And I said, she doesn't mind the tab. Let me rephrase. She just doesn't like the color of the shirt. But I'm not going to because it's the only. You're not going to be able to get it anymore. It's got the 4th Alabama crest with the 4th Alabama tab on it. Anyway, to answer your question, Dan, long answer to a short question, I don't know. I doubt it, but nonetheless, I would agree with you. I think it was part of history and they should bring it back. Brian from Huntsville says, right side Nazis, not right side Nutsies. Okay. I'm not sure what just happened, but okay. Jerry from Decatur says, nice doge, like doggy, nice doggy. By the name of Elon, got his nose to the ground following the money. Yes, he is. Jerry, by the way, airborne to you, and I hope that you heard me talking about the renaming of Fort Bragg earlier this week. Nani from Beverly Hills says, one way, people are voice texting, and I can't figure out what they're trying to say.
I think it's one way to top all these these liberal lawsuits.
It's loser pays. Yes. So there is a clause sometimes in litigation when you file it called loser pays, which basically says, yeah, you could sue the state. But if we have to wind up spending tax dollars to defend your ridiculous lawsuit and we win, guess what? You have to pay the fees. We'll see. But yeah, I see what she's... Nani, thanks for that. Nani from Beverly Hills, Florida. Harry from Madison, got on the newsletter. Jim from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, in regards to the leftists complaining about spending, I'll just say, I'll take things that didn't happen for 1,000, Alex. Okay. Karen from Lawrence County, Alabama says, I can't wait for Doge to look into all the wasteful spending and made up jobs of the Postal Service. She said, I'm a rural carrier and it makes me sick. Wow. Okay. Sorry to hear that. By the way, when did it start becoming a thing that people pull up into my front yard, you know, driving they're beat up, you know, Nissan Sentra, and they're delivering for the mail service. And it's not like a rural postal carrier. They're doing packages.
Yeah.
They're doing contract carry now.
Yeah.
How do you get that gig?
I don't know, but apparently I've heard it's a decent side gig. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I can see the wheels turning in your head right now.
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't just sit in a car all day.
Gary from Decatur says, I'm sorry, Phil. Banks that receive $20 billion to distribute and don't ask any questions or know who deposited it, it's hard to believe that's normal business even in this country. Oh, I don't disagree with that, Gary. You are correct, sir. I'm just saying that Lee Zeldin was not blaming the bank. He was not saying they did something wrong, per se. Kimball from Harvest, he says, Phil, this is totally off topic. Okay. I started reading it. Now I got to finish. He says, what are your thoughts about the gold standard? Lord, Kimball. That is... He says, is it being talked about anywhere? No, it's not. I tell you what, I have heard that Trump would like to move us back to a gold standard, but I do not see that being as a front burner item right now. There's even talk about it being done at the state level, but it's still not on the front burner right now. John from Lexington, South Carolina, as an NGO, how are you non-government when all your funding is from the government? I asked that question yesterday. John from Lexington, you are so prescient, sir. You are on the money. No pun intended. Well, maybe intended. But yeah, if you're calling yourself an NGO, a non-governmental organization, but all your funding comes from the government, are you really? And then Jimmy from Somerville, y'all see the $1 billion slush fund, $20 billion slush fund? Yes, we did. Where you been, Jimmy? We've been talking. All right, y'all, we got plenty of stuff coming up. Butters and Lee is next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.